Hello, welcome to the Self Learning Platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 12, Religious and Communal Movements. And our topic is Rise of VHP and the Issue of Conversion. The process of religious conversion has evoked grave concerns among the members of the Sangh Parivar down the century, which were intensified and made to appear much more legitimate by giving the laws a patriotic and national color. This phenomena has been a key to the functioning of Hindu majoritarianism, particularly after 1947. The Sangh Parivar's justifications of recent outrages against Christians are in consonance with the instances of such an equation. It is widely assumed that Hinduism, unique among religious traditions in being non-proselytizing, conversion to other faiths, therefore, is a loss that cannot be recovered. This logic at once echoes at the hearts of the most of the indigenous. The common sense which is applied here is that one can become a Hindu by birth alone, since caste, whether in the Varna or the Jati sense, is crucial to Hinduism, and caste status is hereditary. From the late 19th century onward, as the expansion directed towards marginal groups and tribals became more organized, reclamation, shuddhi or purification, reconversion or parivartan, turning back, the term preferred by the VHP today, became more rampant. All these terms have been coined to bring people back to their natural state, presuming that all the targeted groups are Hindu in a more or less Sanskritized manner. If we analyze the functioning of the Jan Sangh in the early days, along with the promotion of highly Sanskritized Hindi and cow protection, the fight against Christian missionaries was made an important plank of its activities. The Jan Sangh organized an anti-foreign missionary week in Madhya Pradesh in November 1954. Till the recent anti-Christian campaign, the VHP, which has been associated primarily with the Ram Janmabhoomi and the onslaught on Muslims at the time of its foundation in 1964 and in the subsequent decade, its main focus had been directed primarily against Christian proselytization in tribal areas, the Northeast, Madhya Pradesh, and South Bihar. The Achar Sanhita, the code of conduct drawn up by the VHP in 1968, included parivartan or turning back, that is reconversion, among the basic sanskara of Hinduism. Here it is worth pointing out that this kind of parivartan was different from its historically referred movement of Shuddhi, which was more reformative and social in context. But this kind of efforts were more communal in their approach and had essentially conservative motives. The Meenakshipuram Tirunelveli mass conversion of thousands of Dalits to Islam in February 1981 inaugurated an era in which Muslims were targeted for more than a decade. In the recent times, Christians have been on their agenda, especially after the formation of the BJP-led coalition in center. In addition to Pokhran blast and swiftly accelerated liberalization, the BJP-dominated coalition at center may be remembered for the concerted campaign against Christians, the widespread revolution evoked by the sheer horror of the Staines killing on 23rd January 1999, seemed to have produced a belief lull. But then the attacks started again and came to be more and more widely distributed. By August 2000, they had spread to the very big part of the country, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, and Goa. A recent Christian estimate places the number of recorded attacks since 1998 at 184. While there have been 35 incidents in the first 6 months of 2000 alone. The next topic is Babri Masjid Ram Janam Bhoomi issue. The resurgent spirit of Hindu communal assertion finally found a historic expression in the Ayodhya movement, which Shri Girilal Jain described as the most significant event after independence. The RSS holds the view that Ayodhya, Mathura, and Kashi is not a political but a national question. This issue further aggravated the situation. The events between 1986 to 1992 have an interesting account to present. Though the controversy of Ram Janmabhoomi has more than a century old history, yet it remained within the four walls of Ayodhya. Even on 28th December 1949, when riots broke out due to the sudden installation of Ram Lala's idol overnight, the incidents could not gain much heat, as the doors of the mosque were swiftly closed for both the communities and place was kept under guard in status quo till 1985. When Rajiv Gandhi ordered the opening of the gate of controversial Babri Masjid for puja by the Hindus, adding to this, the Doordarshan serial Ramayana further acted as a catalyst to this controversy. The Sangh Parivar used the actors of the serial for gaining support in the elections of 1989. The campaign was launched from the district of Faizabad, in which the town of Ayodhya was located, symbolizing the strong urge for a Hindu assertion. Even Rajiv Gandhi wanted to capitalize on this issue, though in a subtle manner. He tactfully allowed the foundation stone for the proposed Ram temple to be laid adjacent to the mosque. Rajiv Gandhi did not hesitate to refer to this incident being similar to the Mahatma Gandhi's dream for Ram Rajya. However, those involved directly with the movement were the real beneficiaries. The VHP was confident that the Babri Mosque controversy would split every party vertically. The gestures of VHP came true to great extent as the BJP's electoral gains were considerable. In the 1984 parliamentary election, it had won barely two seats with 7.5% votes, but in 1989 it won 85 seats with 11.5% of vote. Gains of BJP were significant and unprecedented in its history since the days of the BJP. This success was attributed to its ability to project its separate identity from other parties. From this point onward, the BJP became more vocal about its Hindu identity. The Ayodhya movement led to the demolition of Babri Mosque on 6 December 1992. Despite its repeated threats after 1992, the VHP and other Hindu outfits have largely refrained from taking direct confrontations with the state. Now they have moderated their agenda, that is, settling the issue through court, though there have been oscillations of their anger in repeated threats to the state time and again. In March 2003, the VHP announced it would launch a nationwide campaign to reclaim 30,000 Hindu temples that had been converted into mosque. Some Muslim fear that under this campaign Hindus will try to claim the Gyan Vyapi Mosque in Varanasi, the Eidgah Mosque in Mathura, and the Ram Temple grounds at the former Babri Mosque in Ayodhya. The VHP continued its trident of Trishul distribution program during the reporting period despite the prohibition under the penal code against the distribution of sharp weapons to the public. Trishul's three prolonged tridents are Hindu religious symbols, but they have also been used as weapons, including in the 2002 Gujarat riots. Here we want to wind up this lecture and thank you so much for your attention.